For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In Richland County, the Conservation Commission funds up to 5 new historical markers each year. Recently, 2 markers were unveiled to the public. The first is located on Hampton Street on the campus of Allen University. It tells the story of the Good Samaritan Waverly Hospital. The second marker is located on Taylor Street. It details the work of South Carolina's first female African-American doctor, Matilda Evans. The two markers stand only a few city blocks apart, but together they help tell more of South Carolina's rich African-American history when it comes to health care.
We come today not only to honor a marker, we come to honor a legacy.
During the first historical marker unveiling ceremony, University of South Carolina professor Dr. Bobby Donaldson shared the origin of the two-story red brick building where the hospital was housed.
Good Samaritan Waverly Hospital was founded in 1938 by the merger of two older hospitals that served with distinction.
Good Samaritan Waverly offered an over 19,000 square foot facility, 50 beds, and a sizable staff of doctors. Residents who were born at the hospital, former nurses and doctors, and even those who gave money towards the hospital's building fund attended the unveiling ceremony. Jean Hopkins worked at Good Samaritan Waverly.
So I knew most of the physicians, and I tell you one thing, they made sure that people admitted to this hospital got good care.
The hospital closed in 1973, and in 2008, the building was placed on the National Register for Historic Places. That application detailed the old hospital as being associated with events that made a significant contribution to the broad patterns of history. Author Catherine Fleming Bruce says that contribution was the spreading of healthcare professionals and quality healthcare services for Black Americans.
The need of African Americans for healthcare was so severe that people who did have that expertise were needed everywhere. Everything that was done here had a broad impact, not just in this county.
Here is 2 doors down from Good Samaritan Waverly Hospital. From the outside, it looks like a regular single-story brick home. But when the hospital closed in 1973, its chief of staff, Dr. Cyril O'Span, continued providing healthcare services inside this building. It now bears his name. And
we are very much proud to have gotten approval by at state level for National Register of Historic Places status. We'll eventually have our own marker, but we want to open this restored building at the same time as the Good Samaritan Waverly Hospital opens.
Bruce says a long list of doctors,
Dr. Albert Reed, Dr. Everett Dargan,
worked alongside Span here.
And after his passing, this building continued to operate to serve African Americans. So that included Dr. Burnett Gallman, and Dr. Ronald Johnson, Dr. Gerald Wilson, and Dr. Stuart Hamilton, who opened the Eau Claire Cooperative Health Centers. Those are now in several counties.
All continuing the work of providing quality health care for African Americans in the Midlands. A work that for many was connected to Good Samaritan Waverly Hospital. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.